when the Bible says that a man's gift makes room for them. It's not the gifting of a talent. Your talent doesn't make room for you. There's plenty of people who are talented. Your ability to be generous makes room for you. Your generosity makes room for you. That's what makes room for you inside these rooms and brings you before great men.
Artists, musicians, and creatives of all kinds. Looking for help balancing your passion to create with your everyday life? Not sure if your faith can coexist with your profession? Welcome to a place where real artists discuss real life. You're listening to The God and Gig Show. Visit godandgigs.com for show notes, links, and more information.
Hello and welcome to the show. Thank you so much for making this podcast a part of your creative day. Wherever you're listening, I appreciate it and I don't take it for granted that you chose to listen. My name is Alan C. Paul. I'm a musician, creative coach, and author. And if you're new to the show, I believe you found the right place because this is a place where we help creatives who have a Christian or faith background to build a better creative life from the inside out by applying timeless spiritual principles to the temporary creative problems that you might be facing. That's in any sphere, any walk of life, anything you're doing creatively. We did focus on musicians when we first started this project over 5 years ago now. It's crazy, but we started this back in around 2015, 2014. We were starting to share, and then we started this podcast in 2017. So we're now past 100 episodes, and it's just amazing that we've been able to share with people all over the world and creatives all over the world, from Grammy winners to best-selling authors and everything in between. I am really, really grateful to have this platform as a part of my life, and I hope that you'll find it a blessing to yours as well. Let's get right to our topic of today. As you heard me kind of mention in the teaser, we're talking about leadership, mentorship, and making room in your life for the people who can help your career move forward. This is a touchy subject because many people kind of feel like the whole mentorship thing is a little bit of smoke and mirrors. Some people believe that you need a mentor no matter what, and that if the right person doesn't walk into your life and guide you and hold your hand all the way through your business or your creative life or anything that you're working on, you feel like if you don't have a mentor, then you're lost and you have no hope of making it to your goals. Or there's other people who feel that mentorship is blown out of proportion, that everybody thinks they need a mentor, but it's really them just making excuses. And I think I fall right in the middle. I don't believe that mentorship is an absolute, that you must have the exact right person in your life in order for you to make it to the next level. There's ways that you can get your next level going, even if you don't find that exact person. What I'm going to talk to you about today in this excerpt from our creative checkup that we did a few weeks ago is the mentality that you should have no matter who is in your life as you're trying to find the right people to connect with, as you're looking for that mentor, as you're looking for the people who can step in and help guide you through your creative career, your business career, your life, whatever you're looking for. It's more dependent on the way you respond and the way your mindset is set up to be more of a giver, more of a what can I do for you person versus what can you do for me. I talk about this a lot more in the creative checkup. You'll hear it all the way through. I'm alluding to some scriptures, that some leadership principles, some things that I've picked up that we also share in our masterclass series that we've been sharing all throughout 2021. I'll give you some more information about that in the close, but please check this out. This will help you if you're searching for a mentor, if you're having trouble discovering what a mentor can mean to you, and most importantly, the attitude you need to take in order to connect with the right people who can then lead you to your next step. Here's our creative checkup. Hope you enjoy it. Take some notes. Let's get on to it. Today's topic came from mentorship, talking about mentorship and how to get people on your team, how to get people who actually like will stick with you and believe in you and help you to get your things done that you want to get done and to kind of move forward with your life. It's tough, right? It's tough to get people that really believe in you and actually join in, especially if you're looking for people who are like mentors, people like that. It's very hard. You can feel like you're all by yourself in this thing. And I totally get that. I totally understand that. And that is where I want to try to help you as much as possible to see that it's not too hard to get people on your team and to help you and to be noticed by them. A lot of people think, oh, I'll never be noticed because everybody that's above me, everybody that's got more records than me or has sold more than me or has done more than me, they're not going to pay attention to me. And I'm just going to be like spinning my wheels, asking them, and I feel like I'm even smaller. So what we end up doing is we make ourselves small in our own eyes. We make ourselves where we don't even feel like we belong in a certain situation because we've never been there before and because people... which is kind of like, you know, I mean, sometimes you will get overlooked. So what I wanted to do is, again, this was a question that came up during a masterclass. And somebody asked, how do you approach people? How do you approach people that you want to be either a supportive person in your team, or you want them to be a part of your team, or you want to kind of like start to connect with them as a mentor, as an influencer or something like that? You want to become a part of their world and you're just not sure how to do it. Let me tell you this first. I'm not an expert on connecting with influencers. I'm not the person that's going to give you the three ways that you can automatically become a overnight sensation and become in everybody's inbox and get in everybody's inbox and everybody just knows who you are. What I would like to do is instead help you to see the why this is important. Why it's important to connect with other people, why it's important to reach out, why, whether it's a potential mentor, whoever it is that's in your world, try to make sure that you understand that it's not about just getting that person to repost everything you repost or to put you on a gig or to become your favorite person or become your best friend. I've done a lot of podcasts about mentorship and I'll allude to those a little early and a little later. But right now, let's just talk about this. The fact that you do need people on your team. You do need people that are around you who are both above and below you. You need, in the Bible sense, you need, if you're talking about Paul, Paul had someone that he followed. Paul was one of the people that wrote most of the New Testament, a giant in ministry, a giant in Christian theology and all that stuff. But he wasn't by himself. He had people that he actually followed and people that taught him. Then he had people that he taught. So he had somebody above him and over him. This is a very common leadership principle, but I want to make sure it's very solid and very centered in your mind. So you should be following someone and someone should be following you. You should be in a place where you can help bring somebody up. And then there's somebody above you that you are following and becoming more and more like them as you follow their example, following their template. So one of the first things I would say is that you need to understand that dynamic that everybody's following somebody. The person that you are looking to connect with, the person that you think has all the answers, is following somebody else. And that person is following somebody else. There's nobody who is doing this all on their own, who has no connection, knows everything, is a genius, and has never taken on any kind of mentorship. There's nobody like that. Every single person you're following or looking for or connecting with has been mentored or has been following someone, and you're not alone in that. That's what was very important to realize, that you're not alone in that. You are simply applying yourself to the same standard that they are, which is trying to connect with people who can show you the way, show you the ropes, and then you can go around and help somebody else by showing them the ropes and mentor somebody else. So it's very important to see that this is a consistent thing, that you are both following someone and someone's following you, and that person that you're following is following somebody else. One thing I really love to do is I like to make sure that I look for those connections, to find the people, not just who I'm following and who I want to connect with, but also see who they follow. And it doesn't mean that I'm trying to march myself up the chain to meet new people and try to become like, you know, try to leapfrog myself into influence. It means that if you are following someone as an artist or creative and they are inspiring you it's good to know where the chain goes. It's good to know where that person got their ideas. Who was their mentor? And if you just continue to connect the dots between the first mentor, the guy that that person or the woman that that person is following, and then go back to the person that they're actually, that you're actually interested in connecting with, and then go to you, and then look at the chain that follows of how this influence continues to roll down, you'll find yourself so much more understanding and less feeling like, at least I do, I feel less like I'm just trying to connect with one person. And it's more that I'm part of a community and an understanding of that this is the group of people that talks and thinks and works this way. And I'm just going to continue to absorb from all of them, no matter whether they're above me or below me, whether they've been in the game for 20 years or whether they just started. I'm part of a wider community versus thinking I just have to connect with one person at a time. And this one person is the only one that I need to follow. And if I don't follow them, if I don't connect with them, then I'm really not, you know, I'm not worthy. So that's the first thing I want to make sure I share with you, is that it's important to not feel like this is all about just connecting with one person. It's not all about like just reaching out to one mentor, one potential mentor. It's more of putting yourself in a position of being a part of a community, a wider community. And if you're on social media, it might feel like, again, you're just following people and liking their posts, and that's what it means. That's not all it means. Getting help and getting noticed is what I titled this. And so what I really wanted to give you the idea of is that it's not about simply getting help and getting noticed by a potential mentor so that they can give you something, so that you get value from them. It's more important to connect with those people so that you can give value to them, so that you can learn how to provide value, how to provide assistance, how to grow someone else's platform. If the Bible, you know, phrase would be used, it would be, how do you water someone else's seed, give them the benefit of your expertise and your ability to help and share and help them grow their platform and grow their career before you try to have them to help grow yours? And I see this so many times where people kind of get that a little mixed up. They assume that the reason why I should connect with people is so that they can grow my career, so they can help me to grow. And if I don't have that, that somehow that they're, that's the problem. The problem is that they are not helping me. The problem is that I don't have the right people with me. But what it really is that you haven't yet provided enough value to that person or shown them that you're more than just a number, more than just another person connecting with them on Facebook, more than just a person reaching out DMs. And yes, I do realize that some people do reject you. Some people are not going to respond to your messages or your calls. But I'm talking about mindset here. It's so much more important that instead of thinking, let me find out how this person can help me, let me start by thinking how I can help them. Now, you might say, how can I help them? If I'm a small artist and I don't have many followers, and the only thing I can do is just repost their content and, you know, kind of just follow them and comment every once in a while their posts, and that's really all I can do, is all I have to offer because I don't have a big influence. You might say, well, how does that help? Don't they have millions of people that follow them? Or, and that might be true. But there is something about making a concerted effort to make somebody else look good. There's a biblical principle in that, absolutely, about how you show honor and then you get honor. And if you show honor to other people and you're very honest about it, and you're not just looking for your own interest, but you really want to let people other know, hey, this person is great, or this artist, or this creative, or this mentor, potential mentor, really means a lot to me, and this is why. I'm not saying that they'll reach out overnight. I'm not saying that the next day you'll have a, you know, inbox full of emails asking them to be a part of their team, asking you to be a part of their team. But I will say it does become more and more likely that you start to act and feel like you are a part of their world, and that they, if they ever do connect with you, have seen a track record that you have not been simply going out to just get noticed, that you're actually there to provide value. And you've got a track record of showing up in comments, a track record of being helpful, a track record of being more than just someone who simply wants something from someone, so that you can either get their influence or their information or be a part of their like world or be a get an interview with them or be on their, you know, staff, whatever you want to call it. If you want to get help and get noticed by those potential mentors, you've got to approach it in a way that you are looking for their best interest. What's in their best interest? What can you offer? Or what can you do for them? Even if it's something as small, again, as reposting some content or, you know, being a good example of a fan, a really good super fan, right? That might feel like it's in not much, but it is everything. And I'll tell you why. In my example, the person I always bring up is a good friend now, but someone I consider a mentor. Well, there's actually two or three. I'll bring up two or three. One is Trent Phillips. I always bring up Trent. Trent's been on our podcast. Trent has been a huge help to us. He's basically helped me launch both books that I've launched. I've launched right after his conferences. And again, he's on podcast number, I want to say 63 or maybe 50. Let me find that podcast real quick and make sure I can share that just to make sure I don't turn you guys astray. But you definitely want to meet and hear. There he is. It is number 62. So there's his podcast if you want to check that out. But if you go to GodAndGifts.com/62, you're going to hear about how Trent has people he followed. And really what happened in my case is that I simply said, I want to help him as much as possible. And that might be me supporting his conference or might be me supporting his newest book. Or another person that I consider a mentor in my life, Jordan Rayner. Jordan Rayner is a best-selling author, and we've had him on the podcast as well. But long before he was on the podcast, I was reading his book. I was following his podcast. I was doing as much as I could to just get into what is he up to? What is he doing? How can I be a part of this world? How can I help? And so at the time, it was just simply helping to promote his book. But he really found value in that. And so now I get to, you know, be a part even closer and be a part of launch teams and see what he's doing and try to help him with that. That all happened because I first put myself in a position to be of value and service before I ever looked at what I could get from the situation. What can I get from this mentor? What can he offer me? What can he help to do or she help to build my career? The mentality has to change from being a receiver to a giver. And you all know the principles. If you're watching and you are in a Christian background, and you've read the Bible, you know it's better to give than to receive, right? We've heard that. And we've heard that proverb that says that, you know, a man's gifts make room for him and brings him before great men, Proverbs 18 and 16. But I've always made very clear, and I made clear in my book as well, that that gift is not like your talent. The gift that makes room for you is your generosity, is your ability to be generous. If you're able to be generous, if you give from yourself and you give generously, that makes room for you. Let me make it very clear. I think I wanted to stick a pin there because even though we're right at 2:30 and we started a little late, and I don't want to go too late, especially since, let me see here, make sure we don't have any comments or anybody that's jumping in, but I want to make sure you understand that last phrase. I think I'm actually, when I repost this later, I want to make sure I put this quote. When the Bible says that a man's gift makes room for them, it's not the gifting of a talent. Your talent doesn't make room for you. There's plenty of people who are talented. Your ability to be generous makes room for you. Your generosity makes room for you. That's what makes room for you inside these rooms and brings you before great men. The gift that you're carrying has to mean something to that person. It has to be something that's valuable to that person, or else they're not going to let you in the room. Why would they let you in the room if a man's gift makes room for you unless that gift is valuable to the people in the room? And so that's why I think it's very, you know, sketchy that creatives in the Christian space have made that gift about talent, that somehow your talent makes room for you. Because we've all seen people who are extremely talented who don't get in the room. And I think I said something there, and I might have to say this again on Clubhouse later on today. So your gifting doesn't make room for you unless your gift is actually something that somebody wants. And the gift is only a gift if you give it away pretty much for free or give it away generously, not to say that you shouldn't get paid, but in terms of this situation, we're talking about giving in a sense of being generous and not looking for repayment. So if that proverb holds true, the gift that makes room for you is your generosity and your ability to be of service to other people. And that is what gets you attention and gets you help and gets you noticed. Not simply the repost, not simply saying, hey, will you be on my podcast? Will you support my work? Will you show me what you did there? Will you help me how to help me have a bigger career? Will you put me on your show? Will you put me in your art festival? All these things don't apply to a gift making room for you. And it doesn't mean that you'll have a potential mentor or a potential influencer reach back out to you until you show them that kind of spirit, kind of show them what you're all about. I hope that makes sense. Again, if you're watching on replay, that's very cool. I know I started a little late. I'm going to go ahead and get out of here in just a moment after I do some announcements. But remember, if you're looking for potential mentors, potential help, if you want to get noticed by people, and again, this goes right back to a conversation we had from a masterclass. If you're interested in the masterclass, by the way, and make sure that's available as well. We have a wait list now. The particular masterclass we just had is over, but you can still get on the wait list for the next one, which we will be scheduling very soon. And that is the link for the next masterclass. Those who people who have joined the masterclass or watched the masterclass, you should be watching your inboxes because you've got some very special information coming to you for opportunity that's only available to those who watch the masterclass. But those of you who are interested in the next masterclass, you can get a little sneak peek of that and jump in on the wait list. But let me encourage you once again that if you want to get help and get noticed, change your mentality, change your focus from what can I get to what can I give? How can I be of assistance to this person? How can I be of a more, ingrained into this person? If I'm following them on social media, how can I be more of a help to them? How can I encourage conversation? If I'm just engaging with them, let's say, I'm following them on Clubhouse or some other app, how can I make sure I always kind of show up where they are and make sure that I'm helping and not just trying to be noticed? How can I do those things? I see a couple of people also jumping in. If you're jumping in, let me know where you're watching from. If you're looking for a mentor, if you're looking for someone to be a help and you want to get noticed, you want to get help from this person, make sure that you are going in with the right attitude. Make sure you are being of service and not looking to what you can get out of it. And then most importantly, I think, remember that it's not all about that one connection. You may not make that one connection. You may not be able to get in touch with that person. But as you continue to work on yourself and work on your own craft, your own gifting, you continue to put yourself in a posture where you will attract the right people. And that is not a woo-woo concept. It's just truth. The way that you behave and respond to the people around you will eventually bring the right people to you. And that's how it worked in my life. I've seen it work in so many other people's lives. And this is just a coaching concept that I feel will apply to no matter what space of creative life you are in. You will find that this is true. My friend, I hope that this helped you immensely, especially if you've been worrying yourself, struggling to think, where am I going to find a mentor? Why can't I connect with the right person to help me move my career or my business or my life forward? It's so important to keep the right mentality first before you keep reaching out or trying to find that person. And maybe you have found them and you're blessed, but even if you have found that mentor or you're still looking, the key is, are you maintaining the right mentality to be mentored? Are you being the right kind of person who's looking to help, who's looking to be generous, who's looking to put yourself in the right position to help others, and then looking only for the reciprocation as a natural result of being a part of this person's life and not simply looking for what you can get from this relationship? I've seen this time and time again in my own life. I've seen this time and time again in all the people that I have followed and have paid attention to and have interviewed who are successful. The main reason they get those connections and those mentorship opportunities is because they are humble and they step forward with a what can I do for you mentality and a teachable spirit. That's what I'm encouraging you to have no matter what stage of career you are. Even if you're at the very top, there's still someone you can learn from and there's someone that can learn from you. So it all works in that kind of reciprocal type of generous attitude. So I hope that's helped you. And again, I mentioned a couple of times our masterclass series. Even as I'm recording, we're getting ready to hold another one. But if you missed the one that happened right before you heard this, if you're listening in 2021, I'm doing this all throughout the year, our masterclass series on how to be a massively successful creative as a faith-focused freelancer, musician, or artist in 2021. Go to godandgigs.com/2021training. Let me say that one more time because I almost tripped over my words. godandgigs.com/2021training. But just go to the link in our show notes or our description and you'll find that link. And even if the last class has passed, say that five times fast, you can still sign up for the wait list. And the wait list will then be the way that you will be registered for the next one. When it comes out, we'll send you the notification so that you can make sure to attend our next masterclass. And you can find even more of these principles on mentorship, on training, on confidence, on becoming a person that has everything you need to have a confident, creative life moving forward for the rest of 2021, 22, 23, 24, 25, however long you need these resources, you'll have them in your back pocket as a toolkit to be a dynamically successful creative who loves God and loves blessing others. That's all I have for you today, so make sure you subscribe and review the show. As I mentioned, it will help us to connect with more people just like you who want to build a better life from the inside out. Until next time, continue to become the creative you were created to be. Can't wait to see you when you join us next time. Until then, be safe. God bless.
Thanks for joining us here at the God and Gigs Show. Please leave us a review on iTunes, like our Facebook page, or visit godandgigs.com and tell us what you thought of this show. We'll be back soon. In the meantime, go create something amazing.